Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
And everything that was, remember, I've said this so many times, very important to understand. Everything that was must be destroyed. Everything that was must be destroyed to bring in the new. This is the old occultic terminology from long ago, that the world was left imperfect by the deity. For those who don't know this yet, the deity, right? So the people who are at war with the deity, who you might not understand, the people actually at war with the deity, gave you masonry and so on. And their job is to perfect all that the builder left imperfect. This, which is everything, according to them. Well, this is imperfect. Man is imperfect. Woman's imperfect. Everyone's imperfect. And the body's imperfect. The way you completely rebuild all that too. And the symbols are all around you, if you understand what the symbology is. Most folk really don't. They might get the lower meanings, but there's a whole bunch of meanings. But as I mentioned before a few weeks ago, what do you think the obelisk is? It's the phallus sticking out of the earth in defiance to the deity. That's what it symbolizes. They're showing the deity looking down, the perfection of that which is seeing, which is pushing up through the earth, that which comes from the earth, you see. To perfect all that the builder left imperfect and in defiance. And through all the revolutionary movements associated with the usual societies, you see it in all their writings consistently. Same agenda, same agenda, same agenda. But really, a clique in London, this oddball London system, in the city of London, with its big square mile of banks and all that, really dominated a good part of the world for one period of long time. And they had their big obelisk there too, you know, brought from Egypt, their version of the Cleopatra's type needle, the one in France as well, the one in Rome too. Those who rule the world set them up as a very old form of power. And most folk don't even figure out what they are. They have a hard time figuring out what it is. But that's where the power is. It's a type of phallic symbol which comes out of the earth, and you're born off the earth. A very old, well, how will I put it, system that governs the world. And you get different stories in different nations and histories about the same story, really, of a kind of an Adamic figure who really his job is to plow the earth, to work for a dominant group above him. And Adam, of course, was from the earth, but yet the phallic symbol is also those who control the earth. And the idea of where you see it on the earth, you don't realize it's meant to come from the earth, going up, pointing upwards in defiance of the godhood. That's what it is. Well, that's a whole long story, and it's easy to talk through it, but what you're seeing is a very old system, as I say, that controls all nations. All nations are controlled, and all nations have people in it, in every generation, who are susceptible to being bought over and to work for it, and get handsomely paid and rewarded for it. That's the truth of it, and we know some of the organizations, there are quite a few of them. And the most commonly known ones I've said before from their own records is the Council on Foreign Relations for America and Canada. And they have branches across the world too, including Pacific Rim Group. But they all belong to the big parent company, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, that used to be really a secretive society.
They love to build symbols for moving on. If you go through this occult system, when the Rothschilds were given, I call it given the Bank of England, I think they were brought over, to be honest with you, to take over because they were better trained at this new scam. The British government also brought over from Egypt an obelisk, and they paid a lot of money, and they actually encased it in a steel. They made a special shipping compartment that was floated across the sea all the way to London, England, and erected. We find around the same time, so this is connected to it, by the way, going back to the days of Constantine. In fact, Constantine sent one of his sons to Egypt to get one of those obelisks as well, and he put it in the circus in Rome. And when they were setting up the one for the Rothschilds, for the big banking group, and it's faced by the four major banks, it's surrounded by the four major banks in London. In Rome, they moved the one from the circus and put it in front of the Vatican. And then when New York was being built up to become the new financial power, they brought one over and put it in the Great Park there from Egypt. And of course, in the U.S. also had a new one, and that was Washington's Monument. They loved this symbol that they've used down through the ages. And the Twin Towers, of course, is a symbol of two of them, the male and the female, the Jachim and the Boaz, as they say in Masonry, the male and the female, the fire and the water. So, yeah, you're quite right. The one in Kuala Lumpur, I think, is joined as well.
It is.
Yes, and if you look at what it's joined with, it's actually a compass coming down.
Wow, I hadn't even seen that.
Yeah, so they use their symbols all down through the ages, and you're right, whenever they put up these big, brand-new monuments, they're showing you their new place or their new headquarters of operation. That's where the money is, yeah. It's interesting that when they go to Mecca, they used to do two trips, one to the Kaaba stone, and after that they all went to, up until 2 years ago, by the way, in Saudi Arabia, they then picked up stones and they stoned an Egyptian obelisk that was called the Great Satan. And that was only removed 2 years ago under the pretext that some of the stones were bouncing back and hurting people. But from ancient times, that symbol, which is high Freemasonry, and that's Washington's monument as well, was understood by the Muslims as to represent the satanic system. Yep. In all ages, for totalitarianism, for an elitist system, and for a fraternity, a brotherhood who run the world. And they understood that in those countries.
From myself, Alan Ward, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.